8:04, Keith O'Deal and Sheila Art this Monday morning, getting our week started off right here on Good Morning Ozarks, and we're pleased to be with you this morning. Our question today is a good one that I messed up in the first half hour, but I got straightened out.
Which you think king, you got it straight?
I think so. Well, let's see if I can do it. Yeah, which king authorized Daniel, how about that, be thrown into the lion's den?
Right.
I said David earlier, and I have no idea why I did that, because I know better than
that. Yeah, and that's not the king's name either.
No.
No, because, you know, David eventually was king, but not at this point.
No, okay. Not at this point. No, David was not the king that got Daniel into the lion's den. So.
But it could
You don't want to give it away, that's for sure. 334-5532 or 1-877-334-5532. Boy, if you missed the last half hour, we were talking a lot about tuna fishing. And, you know, we just go to the Country Mart or whatever, and we buy that tuna there, and we don't think anything about really how that gets to be where it is.
I just think of Sorry Charlie. I mean, you know, he was on TV for so long.
Great commercials.
He was always on trouble. I do want to tell you something. And Keith, we started the last half hour of every program every day by saying it's 8:04. We didn't care what time it was. We just knew you always said it was 8:04. So.
You mean this half hour?
Yeah, this half hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's really 8:03 something, but
yeah. So we just said it's 8:04. Well, that's what Keith would say, so we're telling you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
In memory of Keith. Yeah.
In memory of me. Well, I hope it's not memory of me. I was going to be
but
back.
But remembering you used to be.
If I'd have got out there on the ocean and jumped overboard or something. You know the thing that impressed me, Chuck, by the way.
We have donuts, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah, they just showed up.
It's time to play a song.
Yeah,
folks.
Right. Keep what's going on. Song.
We have Tomstown?
Yeah, we do.
Really? And
right in front of you. Can you not smell it?
No, I wonder what was
going
on.
Oh,
my goodness. Somebody's back.
Somebody's baking over there
ovens.
Today.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for bringing Tomstown to us. What a welcome home present.
And you know what? Herb made coffee this morning. That's really special.
Man.
He doesn't do that very often.
We got coffee and we got Tomstown. I'm telling you, it is good to be home.
Yeah. Welcoming you back.
Anyway, we were talking with Chuck in the last half hour, and I was amazed when we were out on the cruise just how big and how massive. And I'm thinking, you know, we're going through the ocean there, and I think they told me from the 12th deck you can see 35 miles to the horizon. Does that sound about right? Did I get that?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Anyway, so that's 35 miles, like, in all directions. So there's a 70-mile circle there that you're looking at, and that's just a glitch.
What's it look like? Ocean?
It looks like
water,
ocean
water everywhere?
Everywhere, and not a drop to drink.
That's
a drop to drink. And I'm thinking, at one point, I believe they said that the ocean was 9,000 feet deep in this one particular area.
Oh, my.
And how huge is that?
9,000 feet deep.
And I'm thinking, what's under there, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess
tuna.
I guess tuna was one of the, well, they wouldn't be
sharks.
That close.
Yeah.
Sharks? They wouldn't be that close to our waters, I guess, right?
The tuna?
Yeah.
That you sailed through is some of the richest yellowfin tuna water off of Mazatlan, Acapulco, off the mid-Mexican coast there. That's where all the dolphin are. And the yellowfin, the reason that the dolphin issue ever came up is that the yellowfin travel with the dolphin.
Okay.
Because the dolphin are intelligent, and they lead them to
the smaller fish
that they all eat.
Okay.
And the yellowfin tuna like the smaller fish, little mackerels and anchovies and different types of small fish that they eat. And so the yellowfin tuna actually follow the dolphins.
Huh.
And so what we would do is herd up the dolphins, and the yellowfin tuna would be underneath with them. That's why we were circling the dolphins. So to answer your question, Keith, that's some of the richest yellowfin tuna fishing in the world down through there.
Well, some people on the ship saw some dolphins. We didn't. But Bev did see a whale. And
isn't that fun?
And that was a blast. She couldn't get a picture because it happened too quick. But that is interesting.
Are you sure it was a whale? See, I was in South Africa.
She said
down
the
in Cape
tail
Town.
Was pretty big.
I kept looking at there thinking I saw a whale because there are a lot of whale off the coast there in Cape Town.
Uh-huh.
And I'd find out it was a rock after sitting there watching that silly thing not moving for so long.
If this rock was a rock, it jumped up.
Oh, you actually saw
the big tail.
Yeah.
And it was too far out to be a dolphin. I mean, you know, she knows. dolphins, so it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But so I understand that they're at this time of the year down in that part of the. But anyway, said all this to say how huge it is and how massive it is, and how we just don't have a concept, I think, of God's wonderful creation and how it all fits together.
And just how he provides that yellowfin tuna for us to enjoy. Mm. Or the swordfish is even better. Mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi. Yeah, I like mahi-mahi.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is that Chilean sea bass. That white sea bass out of Chile is just fabulous.
Hmm. Well, getting back to the church now, tell us again, and the dates here.
Okay. We didn't even tell the name of his church.
Oh, no, I guess.
No,
we didn't. Go ahead.
We could tell that.
Yeah, we could.
Horizon Christian Church. Now, we talked about that. And they're in the K-Life building. You said you're meeting in the
gymnasium
now.
Yes.
You've remodeled that and upgraded it for your purposes.
Well, we purchased comfortable seats. Got to have comfortable seats because the brain can't soak in what the seat can endure.
Right.
So we've got comfortable seats, and we put in a real nice Bose sound system. And heating and air conditioning, so it's a very comfortable facility. And as I say, we're up to about 60 right now. We have room for 200 comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our work cut out for us.
You're hoping to fill that up real soon.
We are. Yeah. I'm hoping my vision is to fill that up for two services on Sundays.
Horizon Christian Church.
Yes.
And you were telling us during the break about some exciting things that are coming up, some trips, some things that you all are doing.
Yes, we yesterday actually had our first I had announced yesterday our first mission trip to Budapest, Hungary, where I am going. I've been invited to come and teach the Book of Exodus at Word of Life Bible College in Budapest.
And they have their facilities or what now?
Their facilities meet in one of the former communist rulers' palatial estates. It's a castle that is just beyond description. And that has been a businessman, a friend of Word of Life here in America, went to Budapest, formed a corporation, purchased that property from the government, and then donated it to Word of Life.
Wow.
And we have young men and women that come from all over the Europe and former communist countries, and they come there to study for a two-year intensive Bible programming in the Word of God, and then they go back to their countries and are involved in all various works of pastoring, missions, go on into medical fields, all fields related to making Christ known to their people from all different avenues.
I love it. We have a friend who goes into Russia and the Bloc countries quite a bit to minister. And there's such a hunger.
There is.
He said, if you meet, there are people standing in the streets listening through the windows. They're just.
They will.
Yeah, exactly.
They tell me this is my first time to be invited to go, and I'm excited about it. And I'm taking along two men from our church, Michael Scholler and also George Bumgarten, that owns Branson Steel here locally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, George loves mission trips. And when I first announced to my people that I needed to raise the money for my airline ticket, well, George invited me out to breakfast, and he says, what do I got to do to be able to go on this mission trip? So George is going, Michael's going, and there was room for more, but so far that's all just mm-hmm. three of us have stepped forward. But I had announced to our folks yesterday, this is the first mission trip, and this will be from February 17th to February the 25th, with 1 week of actual ministry there and a good day of sightseeing and enjoying Budapest.
Oh, yeah.
A few people know I had just recently learned that originally it was the city of Bud, was on the Danube River there, the city of Bud, and across from that, another city grew up called Pest. And they built a bridge across the river and joined those two cities and called it Budapest.
I didn't know that.
So I'm looking forward to going on this trip and being able to minister the Book of Exodus to these students will be just...
You know, mission trips like that. I encourage all of our young... Of course, you know, that's our theme, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, just like yourself. And my husband tells everyone in our church, get your passport and get ready to make a mission trip. Because it will change your life. It will give you a different outlook on your ministry here in the States, because we take for granted so much that we have.
We do.
Yeah.
And as we were talking earlier, Keith, May of 2008, we've still got a few spots left. Dr. Ronald Allen, senior professor of Old Testament at Dallas Theological Seminary, he just visited our church a couple months ago and spoke for us out of the Psalms. And he invited me to join him to do a trip to Israel in May of 2008. So we've got that on the books. I think we've got 15 people from our church signed up from Horizon Christian Church. Dr. Allen has 12 or 15 from his home church in Portland, Oregon, where he still lives when he's not in Dallas teaching. And so we've still got a few seats left for the May 2008 tour. And someone might say, well, what would something like that cost? Well, airfare and all five-star accommodations, 14 days in the Holy Land, with a few days included in Petra. We're going to go see the Red City of Petra, the city of the Edomites. Mm-hmm. All of that will run right around $3,000, I'm told.
Oh, that's,
and so we're putting that tour together. It would be
I understand that a trip like that just really brings the Bible alive, and folks come back with just some new insight and new awareness.
One of the greatest perspectives, that was my last PhD course. I had to get special permission from the president to be able to do that. They do it regularly now, but I understand at Dallas Seminary I was one of the first to do that, to be granted position or permission to do a Israel tour trip for one of my PhD credits. And the thing that I had to do was write a 60-page research paper on a topic that we all agreed on that related to the trip. But I was able to make that trip, and it was absolutely fabulous. The thing that sticks with me is how small the Holy Land is.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth.
It's very small. Yeah. And just to be able to go and to spend 14 days to see that is just fabulous.
Very good. Well, Chuck, we sure want to thank you for taking time out of your busy morning today. We've got some coffee here on the table, Sheila, some donuts from Tomstown. What say we play a song, give folks an opportunity to answer the question, and give us an opportunity to eat a donut.
Yeah, that's the key to
it. I mean, there's a method to my madness,
that's right.
Well, let's ask the question, and I'm sure that if you get a chance to call, you will, well, maybe you'll have to look this one up, you think?
Might be, yeah.
Okay. Question is?
Which king gave the order to have Daniel thrown into the lion's den?
334-5532 or 1-877-334-5532.
You've never known how I really feel, because you've never been shown. Oh, child, you've never known that my love is real, because you've never been shown. I'm about to show you for myself. So listen to me. Don't need nobody else, 'cause you are mine, you are loved, you have always been thought of. When you hurt, I feel it every time. Before you took a breath, I took your pain upon my chest. I knew your name, I heard you call, and it was worth it all. You are worth it all. Oh, child, it wasn't fair how they walked away, left you standing there. My child, I saw your tears, was with you every day through the lonely years. And I'm about to bring back what they lost. So listen to me, forget about the cost, 'cause you are mine, you are loved, you have all. I took your pain upon my chest. I knew your name, I heard you call, and it was worth it all. You are worth it all. No matter where you go, I'll come and find you. You are precious to me, my everything. No matter is a picture of me. child, where did you go? Please don't walk away. I love you so, so here I come to say.